Hey guys, and welcome back to the podcast. This is Remy.
And he's going to be doing this podcast with Kevin.
That's right. Like every week. I'm a little bit under the weather still. I've been a little bit sick this last week, so my voice sounds a little bit sultry. But anyway, yeah, so we wanted to hop on here and do a end of Bandcamp, end of week one update, and just kind of chat to each other. We've both been really busy with our individual camps this last week and haven't really updated each other on how stuff's going. So we thought we would just do that via the podcast that we have, and maybe you could listen and be entertained or learn a little bit or whatever.
I kind of want to like talk like this, like a whisper episode, because of your voice.
ASMR episode.
Those videos are weird. I'm sorry. Like ASMR videos.
Yeah, it's a...
Like, I don't know. We don't have to get into this, but...
an acquired taste, I guess.
Like when people are showing off something and they bring it up to the mic and they go...
Yeah, I don't like those. Like the fingernail like, tapping on stuff on? Videos. Those are weird.
And they have weird. 3 million followers. It's like,
yeah,
oh my
or
gosh.
Like the restock my kid's fridge with me. Have you seen those?
I've seen all of them. Yeah.
And like a mini fridge. And it's like all the kid is eating is like refrigerated M&Ms and Dr. Pepper or whatever.
And they refill those little bottles of water.
Right.
Which I guess that's good because they're like not buying more. But
yeah, at least they're reusing them.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys listening.
Yeah. See you next week.
So week one Bandcamp recap. I'm feeling pretty good so far, kind of where I'm at. We don't have like enough music really. Like we're kind of still in that part of the year where we're kind of still just waiting on our arranger to get the music to us, but we've got about a minute and 30 seconds or something like that. So, and the kids are playing it pretty well. Been doing obviously the same kind of thing we always do. Like marching fundamentals is going well. I actually have a pretty good drum line when it comes to like how well they're marching and like their attitudes, stuff like that is all like pretty positive. I don't have any like, you know, sometimes you have some of those kids that are like, you're having to like drag along, but they're all doing really good.
Yeah, my kids have been doing really well visually this year. I've got 3 rookies on the drum line, you know, that have never marched before. I think 3. I think that's right. One in each section. One snare and two bass drums. Both quads have marched before. Anyway, yeah, the rookies are doing a pretty good job. No, we don't have any feet timing issues this year. This is the first time not had to deal with that on the drum line. So that's kind of cool. Not having to like beat that into a kid or anything. I knew that when we played double beat and everyone could mark time to it back at auditions, it was like, okay, that's good. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've actually had my drum line kids do more visual stuff with the full band. So they're like starting every day. We might do like a quick, you know, 20 or 30 minute combined warm up as a full percussion ensemble with the pit. And then they go out and they actually do visual fundamentals with the band for like 45 minutes or an hour before I take them to track. And that's helped a lot. Number one is just, I can tell like spending time, you know, with the full band that's helped kind of just like their demeanor and attitude. I think it's kind of included them a little bit more in the band rather than just being this separate percussion section. But they seem to look a little bit better too. And yeah, then I can pull them and just work on like, we're going to work on crabbing side to side, direction changes, stuff like that, that the winds don't do.
Yeah. I've been doing a little more of that this time too. Like as soon as I see something the band's about to do that the drumline doesn't do marching wise, it's like, okay, let's go over here and
yeah, get them out of there.
Like we talked about in the last episode, I've been working on bass drum spacing a lot more and they're doing good with that. I actually had I'm only going to be marching 4 basses because my bass one, decided not to do band. So,
Is that the girl that you told me about?
No, it was the, it's a boy.
Oh,
cause I've got a whole new, like my entire baseline is all rookies when it comes to marching. Like none of them have marched.
Gotcha.
And so, yeah, he just decided not to do band, even though I tried real hard. He was a really good kid, but whatever. Once they quit band, I'm like, bye.
It happens. You can't win them all.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Yeah. Well, you said you're showing, so I'm curious if you stuck to all of the 10 tips last week. Did you stick to all the tips?
you already know the answer to one of them.
Yeah, we did talk about
one. Yeah, one of the tips we said was, or one of Remy's tips was to not start your music until like day two or at three least. Or whatever, at least. And I handed out the music and we looked at it for like 10 minutes at the very end of our first music sectional.
Couldn't wait. Just couldn't wait.
Yeah. So we did it. But they're playing it well. I mean, they also ran one time and I didn't do it with them. So have you followed all of yours of doing all your physical exercises with the kids?
Yeah, we haven't really done a whole lot of physical exercises, honestly.
Like as a full band.
Yeah. They do like stretches in the morning, but
we start, they start their morning. Yeah. Yeah. They start their morning with like, oh, I just saw that China is ahead of us.
In the medal count?
Just gold.
Just gold.
They've got 16. We've got 14. We've got 61 total, though they have 37.
Okay. We have what the rest of this week?
Yeah. What's your favorite Olympic event?
Well, my wife is really into the gymnastics because she did that. So we do watch some of that. I actually found this year, like the mixed relay races, mm-hmm. the men's and women's relay races. I feel like that's a new event. I don't think I've ever seen that before. Those are
like,
really cool.
Like where they pass the.
Yeah, but it's like not just women and not just, it's like men and women together.
Oh, mixed gender. Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
I think that might be new.
The U.S. just won one yesterday, maybe. It was like the last leg of the race. The U.S. was in second. And the chick that finished the race, she was like racing against one of the best in the world. And she like turned the jets on and won from, came back, you know, from second Sick. Place and won it. It was cool.
I like volleyball. Like, and I don't know if it's like because of my.
The beach volleyball?
Yeah, like beach. I don't know. That's just because it's like it's like fast paced and like the score is like so back to back. And sometimes it really does like come down to the last couple of, what is it, volleys?
Yeah,
the last couple of volleys until the end. So I like that. And I like watching the swimming too, even though you're just like watching people swim. But
yeah, man, I tried to watch, you know, when Katie Ledecky won.
By 30 that, minutes.
Her gold, yeah. And it was like, okay, I'm going to fast forward through. I was watching it after the fact. Like, I think it was like the 1500 meters or something, you know, and that's like, it might have been like 3000 meters. And I think the pool is 50 meters long. So that's, you know, that's like 100 times or whatever.
It's so, yeah.
Yeah. It was like a 17 minute race, just like an all out freestyle swim for 17 minutes. Like I can't watch this. So I watched like the first minute and then I skipped to the last minute.
Anyway, band. What made us go to the Olympics? I don't remember. Oh, I just saw the thing.
The medal count.
Oh yeah. We were saying, yeah, our kids will kind of start out with a little bit of exercise in the morning. But most of the time during that, like I try to take that first little chunk in the morning to like, I've been trying to figure out like sound stuff too. Kind of right at the beginning of the morning. Like I'll just get like, you know, make sure I've got like all the cables and crap and try to figure out how I want my front ensemble set up. And just so like, that's one less thing I kind of have to worry about once school starts.
Yeah. One thing I've been doing a little bit more of this year is kind of, I feel like we might've talked about it last week, or maybe you and I just talked about it on the phone earlier this week. I think it's on the phone. kind of like thinking about zooming out just a little bit and taking more of like the caption head look. So I'm still really hands-on in teaching and everything, but I do have like a couple people. Like my wife helps with the front ensemble, right? Sarah helps with the front ensemble and does a really good job with that. And then I have another, like assistant percussion teacher that helps with the front too. So they kind of split the front ensemble. And then I'm teaching, the battery usually by myself, but since there's three percussion teachers, I can kind of like send the marimbas with somebody and send the vibes with someone. And then I take the battery or maybe have one of the other people take the bass drums for a bit. But in the morning I've been having a little bit of extra time when the drum line's still out there with the full band, but trying to, you know, just like get some projects like that done, get some, you know, cable management and stuff like that done so that I'm not having to like, frantically do that right before our first football game performance or whatever. And we did hire a sound consultant this year as well.
That should help. Yeah.
So that's going to help a little bit because that's my biggest area of weakness. Is live sound, you know?
Yeah.
If you're not trained in that, it's pretty tough to be good at it.
And mostly we're not all trained at that. Definitely not trained on that.
Yeah. But I do think I stuck to all of my 10 tips. It was funny, like a couple of my students were mentioning, you know, they were like, yeah, 10 tips. They were like talking about they had listened to that episode and then they were like giving crap to the other kids that didn't know what they were talking about.
Oh, like you have some that know about the podcast and then some don't.
Well, some that listen to it and some that don't.
Right. That's what I mean.
And the ones that listen, they were like, or the ones that don't, they're like, why are you listening to that? And they're like, so that I know what Mr. Thornton wants from us. And I was like, bingo. Yeah.
When did that release before Bandcamp, right? So
yeah,
it was like the Friday. First morning, one of my kids, they started to do like, they've been incrementally adding like a little bit of running every morning. And it was like day one. And they're like, all right, guys, let's just kind of jog around the field one time. And they do it. And like one of my kids is like, exercise with us. Because they had like listened to it. So one kid, yeah, he's been giving me crap about.
Guilting you into it.
About all that.
So you got up out of your lawn chair and ran with him?
I didn't bring my lawn chair. It's one of the Helinox. Your E&O. It's one of the Helinox.
Oh, yeah, the ultralight.
I'm kidding. I did not. There was one year we all did bring lawn chairs out there, and I was like, okay, this is the worst thing ever. Different staff.
Yeah, I was going to say probably previous administration there.
Yeah, but.
Well, yeah, one thing that I have been doing a lot more of this year is, you know, we can pretty much play through our, like the goals, the short-term and long-term goals. We kind of like came up with those and came up with a list, if you remember back from last episode, and just like jotted those down. And then I sent them in like our group message and just kind of like trying to remind them of those every couple days. And that seems to like pretty much everybody has the packet memorized, the exercise packet now. And I told them like, when we come back next week, like the expectation is that is memorized and the first chunk of our show is memorized. But we've got our whole opener for the battery in the front ensemble. We can play all the way through that. Sorry, awesome. My voice is getting,
that's all right.
But anyway, yeah, it's cool. And, I mentioned last time I write that music. So that's really cool to, you know, like actually see your music being played and see the kids working hard on that.
Yeah. Have you played your, Para Da Does?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We got all the way through it and stuff. And then I had my, we have a tech that comes in. He's a pretty good bass drum player. He's like marched resistance and
did you, stuff like cause that. Did I send it to you the whole exercise?
Yeah. You sent the whole thing to me.
Okay. I sent you the PDF.
Yeah. Yeah. And he rewrote the bass drum part for four just because I only had four. So
cause it sucked.
Yeah, he rewrote the whole thing. No, it was cool. It was cool. It was little. Yeah, I liked the digga 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 dig or da 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 da, and then like gakum gakum. That it's got some groovy stuff in it. Yeah, it's a cool exercise. The battery likes it a lot.
Yeah,
the front ensemble gets all like we have to play four mallets sometimes. And I'm like, shut up. Just
play. They don't want to play four mallets?
Some of them do, and some of them are like, this is hard.
Well, a bunch of nerds.
I'm like, it's not even... That's not even hard.
Not even that hard. It's very... It's my front ensemble is half eighth graders this year because our numbers are down for the... This is the last time that we'll have like a, you know, kind of a smaller band. But that's one thing I do want to shout out to. Those eighth graders I've got... I think I have 4 8th graders in the front ensemble out of like 8 kids or 9 kids, and they're killing it. Like if you watched them, you wouldn't be, you know, and I chose those kids for that reason.
Yeah.
These 8th graders this year were my first 6th graders that I started here.
Mm-hmm.
So they, you know,
yeah, it's always cool to kind of start to see the revolution.
Yeah. Start to evolution. See those kids.
Sorry. The evolution.
Either one. Yeah. Everyone works, I guess.
Yeah.
Revolution's a little bit more
aggressive.
Yeah, aggressive. But yeah, it's just cool. They're all playing really well and excited, and anyway, so yeah, it's cool to see that stuff come together. And I think one of our first football games is against you guys, so we'll have to get together and, you know, play that exercise and
train. Oh, that's true. Yeah, we can play that together. Except we can, but it'd be like my parade drum line, which they wouldn't be like, you know how I do like the parade. Oh,
right. That's right. So we'll just have those kids, like,
we can have them trade off drums or whatever.
Yeah. That'd be fun though.
Yeah. The only other challenge I've been having this week is I keep having like, I've had 2 or 3 instances of kids, like random kids show up to be in band.
oh, you told me about one of them.
Like, and I had like another one show up.
Is he still there?
Yes.
Okay.
I had another one show up yesterday, like middle of band camp. Like, hey, I'm going to be in band. And it's like, ugh. Because, like, I mean, it's great. It's great because, like, I'm going to have a pretty big front ensemble, but it's like, I don't have music for you. And, like,
yeah,
I don't have, like, I won't have music for you for a couple of days until like the arranger can add a part. It's just like, what are you supposed to do?
As an arranger. Like, hey man, can we add a part? And like,
right.
Like that really sucks. Like they can't sometimes. Just
double the bass and gong part. Like, or right. I mean, so yeah, I mean, I love it. Like getting more kids is great, but it's like, why didn't you show up on day one? Like, why can't
you still use in the same arranger?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, everything's going well. We really only have 3 more days next week because we start PD on Thursday.
Oh yeah, you guys start earlier,
which is weird. So I only have like 3 more days with my drumline for music.
Well, yeah, get as far as you can in the show. Have you started your rah-rah stuff, your cadences and
we did a decent amount yesterday. Yeah.
So we got to do that this week. We have another full week, so I'm
well, and the kid, like the kids that. Are going to be there. We're just going to have like all of our techs are going to be like running it basically.
Oh, that's right. And just have like a band director in somewhere around the band room during the day or
no, like we'll all be in like, this is how you put grades in.
Yeah.
Gosh. And I'm like, I don't even do grades, man.
I don't like even turn my grades in.
Yeah. But I'm excited for the season. It's looking good. And yeah. Anything else?
I don't think so, man.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just going to be a short one. And we're going to, obviously, if you've listened this far, you've realized that we released this a little bit early, but we're going to release this one as a week one update. And then we will still have our regular, you know, every other week coming out on the Friday after this, whatever that would be.
Well, Friday. Yeah. Today's August 3rd.
August 3rd. Yeah. So
it'll be August 9th.
That's right. All right. Well, hope you guys, if you're 1 week into band camp, hope that you are getting some rest this weekend and that you had a good week. And, you know, feel free to email us, contact us if you've got questions or comments, and hope that this has been helpful for you. Maybe just to listen to 2 other dudes that are also going through it right now. I was tired this week for sure. I was half sick during everything. So I think I might've had COVID.
Yeah.
I'm not really
couldn't
sure.
imagine like, yeah, band camp, but you're also having like a sickness that you normally don't have until like winter.
Yeah, it was rough. On Wednesday, I legitimately almost passed out, and which is why I think I had COVID. That's what the doctor said. Like I tested negative, but he was like, that's probably what you had.
You had strain number 375.
Yeah. And it's like, there's 10 more every day. Anyway, guys. All right, man.
See you next time.
Bye. Thank you.